This election result is, by any standard, an extraordinary and historic achievement. We took our positive message of hope and recovery to every corner of our country, and it has been endorsed emphatically by the people of Scotland. So my message today really is for all of Scotland, and it is this one. Wherever you are from, whatever age you are, whatever your background, and no matter who you voted for, the SNP in government is dedicated to working for you. The majority of people here in Scotland back a progressive, inclusive, outward-looking vision for the future of our nation. And yet we are facing many more years of right-wing, Brexit-obsessed Tory governments that we don't vote for, taking us in a direction that we have not chosen. That brings into very sharp focus a key question that was posed at this election. How do we best secure the kind of country we want to build? And just as we said in this election, it is why the people of Scotland must have the right to decide our own future when the COVID crisis has passed. This is now a matter of fundamental democratic principle. In no way can a referendum be described as just a demand of me or of the SNP. It is a commitment made to the people by a clear majority of the MSPs who have been elected to our national parliament. It is the will of the country. And given that outcome, there is simply no democratic justification whatsoever for Boris Johnson, or indeed for anyone else seeking to block the right of the people of Scotland to choose our own future. So let me set out the task ahead for me and for your re-elected SNP government. First and foremost, it is to lead Scotland through the pandemic and to keep the people of this country as safe as possible. That will be my focus when I return to my desk tomorrow. It is then to kickstart and drive our recovery from COVID with that ambitious and transformative programme for government. And yes, when the crisis has passed, it is to give people in Scotland the right to choose our own future.